full report, Section 6, in summary. Of the approximately $18.5 million spent on outpatient children's mental health services in fiscal year 2008, we estimate about 73%, or $13.5 million, is associated with the cost of directly delivering the services to children. Approximately 19%, or $3.4 million, can be attributed to providers' administrative costs, and the remaining 8%, or $1.4 million, represents the administrative cost of program management performed by the department and its contracted administrative services organization. Figure 3 in the printed report illustrates the breakdown by each $1 of spending, which is 6 cents for DHHS administrative costs, 2 cents for the ASO's administrative costs, 19 cents for providers' administrative costs, and 73 cents that go to the direct costs of providing services to children. Administrative costs within DHHS related to outpatient children mental health services appear to be relatively low, primarily because the services are now delivered under a standard rate by a relatively stable network of providers. Primary drivers of administrative costs for DHHS are the contract with the ASO and costs incurred by the Office of Main Care Services in processing provider claims. Providers surveyed reported that certain administrative requirements imposed upon them by the state, and the ASO in particular, represented significant efforts for them. They described the ASO's reporting requirements as potentially more onerous than necessary, as duplicative of data that is required to be reported to other DHHS offices, and as having a net effect of straining their resources by requiring clinicians to spend more time completing forms and less time delivering billable services. Some providers even indicated that given this additional administrative burden, the standard rate no longer covered the costs associated with offering outpatient services and that they were no longer accepting new outpatient clients as a result. DHHS maintains that implementation of an ASO utilization review moves Maine toward industry standard practices and will provide overall benefit to the state in controlling costs and improving outcomes for children. They note that APS's reporting requirements are consistent with ASO efforts in other states and that APS is continually working with providers to identify and implement administrative efficiencies. OPEGA has not validated either perspective. Nonetheless, given the cost of the APS contract and the significant savings being attributed to its services, we believe it would be prudent to conduct a more detailed review of the contract to assure that the state's desired outcomes for the care management effort are being achieved in the most cost-effective manner possible. As a result of the state's move to standardize reimbursement rates for children's mental health outpatient services, providers now receive the standard rate regardless of their actual individual delivery costs. While providers are working to adapt to the rate by managing their costs to a supportable level, the result is a scenario in which, by lowering or raising the standard rate, the state affects the level of costs providers can afford to bear. The provider network will continue to adapt to the implementation of care management efforts and standardized rates. We encourage DHHS and the legislature to closely monitor whether the current standard rate or administrative requirements on providers should be further adjusted to achieve additional savings or to address any unintended changes in the availability and quality of services.